Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
But I got to talk to Edgy Tim O'Halloran. We talked to you earlier this week. And, I got to say, you probably were listening to the governor's news conference there. There's no room there to say, what is he really saying? He was saying, we're not going to resume high school sports anytime soon. And I know there have been a ton of rallies. There seems to be a growing number of parents and student athletes who are, we're really begging the governor to consider this, to give the choice to individuals and players and parents to make this decision, but it seems like he kind of closed the door, Edgy Tim. Is that how you read it?
Boy, he's sure trying to close that door, but kind of from the tone that I got from his remarks today. And, let's face it, I give him credit. He comes firing out. There's no subtlety the last couple of days with this, and I certainly respect that. But again, it's, you mentioned choice, and as far as I'm concerned, that's one of the main issues here. Since the last time we talked, state of Minnesota is now going to vote on Friday, I believe, and it's looking like they are also going to revert back to fall sports. So that leaves us. We are literally on an island on our own out here in the Midwest. And again, I can respect the governor certainly doing what he feels is best, and God forbid no one wants to see anything happen with this. And we totally agree, and all we're asking as far as some of the Let Us Play movement, I guess we'll call it, let us work with us. Give us some idea. Give us some guidelines. How are these other states? I'm sure they have their medical experts. Everyone has medical experts. What information are they getting? How are they able to pull this off? Go to the states that have already relaunched sports, and how has it gone? And let's be open, and let's try to do what we can to get these kids back on the field to try to at least bring some normalcy to their lives.
So what have you heard about that, Tim? I don't follow this as closely as you, and I know you run a blog and you have a website where you've been going deep on this for years. But what are you hearing now as those other Midwestern states resume contact sports like football and hockey? What's going on?
There's been some a scattered reportings here and there, but and let's be fair, that's for two reasons. Number one, I don't know how inclined high schools are going to be reporting these, and let's face it, high schools don't have the funds that the colleges and the pros have, which Governor Pritzker alluded to today. Yes, Northwestern and Illinois are starting football back up. They can also test those kids probably on a daily basis. We can't do that. So again, it's the big question, which I understand. Is it a lack of testing? Is it just the fact that this thing is not spreading and we're taking the proper precautions? I would at least like to be able to have people sit down and try to come up and determine an answer, and let us at least attempt with the professionals in charge to move forward instead of staying stagnant. And when are we going to learn to live with this? Because let's face it, Anna, this isn't going anywhere anytime soon. We all understand that and accept it. But we have to move on. We have to get on with our lives.
What have you heard that they are doing, though? I mean, have you had a chance to examine the things that are making those successful programs work as they reopen? I realize testing has got to be a cost issue, if nothing else, on a high school level. Something like 700 different school districts across the state, he said. I mean, there are a lot of folks to keep track of. And just kind of digging into how you do that can be a tough thing to do, right?
It is. It's a challenge. I mean, you have to really dig in and see what kind of protocols. And I can tell you, I know for a fact that they are limiting crowd sizes. They are social distancing. I know Indiana has been very, very effective with their crowd control and social distancing. So you're keeping the fans safe. As far as the players, I know that if they are not in the game, they are wearing masks on the sidelines. Everyone on the sidelines is wearing masks. I believe the referees are also wearing masks and using electronic whistles. So again, everyone's doing as much as we possibly can, and our thought being, let's see if we can pull this off. We have confidence. Look, we've handled this thing really well, and you got to give Governor Pritzker credit on that level.
Mm-hmm.
But again, the argument goes back to choice. It goes back to give us a chance, and let's see if we can get this working here in Illinois.
All right. I appreciate you joining again with Reaction. How do people reach you if they want to get involved? I know there are a couple of big rallies, Springfield and the city, this weekend. Where do people go?
Sure. Two rallies, one at the Thompson Center, 10 a.m. Saturday, the other in Springfield on the state capitol at 1 p.m. Again, it's open to fans and athletes and parents and all sports. And again, we've seen the impact. This is going to have an impact and continue to have an impact on all sports and activities. And come out, let's have a peaceful a rally and show our strength.
Thank you, Tim. Edgy Tim O'Halloran, that is, edgytim.com. It's